Welcome to the Apple Forensic Psychiatry Landmark Cases Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Today we'll be discussing Frendak versus the United States, which was decided in the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals in 1979. The question before the court was whether a defendant with mental illness, whose sanity at the time of the crime was in question, could competently refuse to raise an insanity defense. In this case, Paula Frendak was convicted of first-degree homicide for killing a co-worker and carrying a pistol without a license. After the shooting, she fled and was arrested with the weapon in her possession. She alleged that someone else had shot the victim with her gun, and she declined to enter the insanity plea. After four hearings regarding her competency, she was determined to be competent to stand trial. Despite her wishes, the court imposed the insanity defense on Ms. Frendak, and the jury found her not guilty by reason of insanity. Ms. Frendak appealed on the basis of the involuntary imposition of the insanity defense despite her competence. In the holding, the court stated that the trial judge may not force an insanity defense on a competent defendant if the defendant intelligently and voluntarily decides to forego the defense. A finding of competency is not sufficient in itself to show that the defendant can reject the insanity defense. The trial judge must inquire if the defendant has made an intelligent and voluntary decision. In Ms. Frendak's case, it was unclear if her decision was intelligent and voluntary, so her case was remanded for continued proceedings. In the discussion, the court discussed the Whalen rule from a previous case in which the trial judge was required to impose an insanity defense when there was sufficient question regarding the defendant's mental responsibility at the time of the crime. This took into account certain Whalen factors, such as the bizarre nature of the crime, desire of defense counsel to raise the defense, different views on insanity from experts, and the defendant's behavior at trial. This was challenged in subsequent cases to give greater deference to defendants in order for them to have more control of their trials. There could be multiple reasons for a defendant to decline the insanity defense, including avoidance of indefinite commitment, objection to mental health treatment, concern about stigma, loss of other rights, and a desire to make a political statement. Overall, in this case, if a defendant acted intelligently and voluntarily to refuse the insanity defense, the court must respect that. However, the trial court should have the ability to raise the defense if the defendant is not capable of this or has not made an intelligent and voluntary decision.